this time on the Reloop Brief.
My name is Marijn Tinga. I'm also known as the Plastic Soup Surfer. I'm currently on a stand-up paddleboard between Paris and Nice to advocate for deposit return schemes.
We're catching up with the Plastic Soup Surfer as he heads towards Nice ahead of World Ocean Day. Sradu Kumar caught up with him while he was on his board to get his thoughts on how deposit systems can slash beverage litter and how this Paris to Nice expedition came about.
So this goes back to 2015. I was in Sweden and I saw Dutch and English bottles wash up on the Swedish shores when, well, Sweden has deposit return schemes and so does Norway. And I thought, well, I need to do something about that. I was cleaning up every day those shores. I thought we need deposit return scheme in the Netherlands as well. So I started a petition for deposit return scheme. And to attract attention, I built a surfboard made from plastic bottles. And I surfed that from the Netherlands to England, so across the North Sea, to attract attention for that petition. And I got 60,000 signatures, handed those over to the politicians in Parliament, and also wrote my own resolution with it. And that resolution actually became the basis for the policy that got deposit return schemes instated in the Netherlands. And after that was instated and introduced, we saw the effect. So 80% less littering of bottles and cans in the Netherlands. So in 2023, I decided, after a deposit return was instated in the Netherlands, I might as well try and convince other countries doing the same. I had a lot of experience by that time talking to CEOs of big supermarkets and also soda companies advocating for deposit return. I thought, with all this experience and now the introduction of deposit return scheme in the Netherlands, I might as well try and get other countries which don't have deposit return schemes start as well. Because I feel, especially when it comes to plastic pollution and littering, it's something litter pickers and small NGOs can really influence. And that's what I've seen in the Netherlands. And that's what I try to empower the litter pickers here in France and back then in England as well.
You have a very unique way of campaigning. So could you talk to us a little about all your adventures in this expedition and why you chose to use your surfboard?
Well, that's how it started. I was a surfer. I'm still a surfer. And I just saw that plastic washing up on the Dutch beaches. And I thought, you know, I'll make a surfboard from plastic. So it really started with awareness. And only later on did I see that awareness is not enough. And but this is only one of the things we do. We also organize conferences and do all these small campaigns. But to get back to why I think that especially deposit return schemes are something to fight for and that local groups can really influence that is because plastic pollution is so very visible, and half of the litter we find on the streets and also in the rivers is actually beverage containers. So that could be cut nearly in half just by introducing a deposit return scheme. And we live in a great time at this moment when we now have artificial intelligence to quickly analyze photographs and recognize photos. Together with Dirk Groot, a partner of mine, we trained a model to analyze photos of litter on brands, materials, and all these other categories. And that way, we can start our own research and get our own data. Because what you see in most countries, and I think Netherlands is an exception, we have great data on littering. But most countries, when I campaigned in Great Britain, for instance, they don't really have any data. And same goes for France, where I'm now. So with this new technology, we can really empower local litter picking groups to start advocating for solutions like deposit return, because they have the data in their hands.
Along the way, you have already garnered a lot of community support. In fact, you've in your Instagram recorded how people have come out to help you when you were in need. You know, you were struggling with a swollen foot. So, could you talk about the community aspect a little more about your journey so far?
Well, one of the great things, of course, is of being on a journey, on an expedition, is that you get to meet so many people and people take you in. That is the adventure. And I guess that's the most inspiring part as well, you know, just showing that you're not alone. Those people give me hope, but I give them hope at the same time, you know. Just fighting for the same cause is what gives me the energy to continue. And I just had the French television follow me. So, yeah, the campaign is going great in the sense that, yeah, we are getting our point across here to a broader public and also talking to the right people.
That is so great to hear, and what a beautiful note to take from you about how this is really a community experience and there's a lot of give and take. But I'd like to give you the floor to maybe call out some more of your work that we may not have spoken of, and anything else that you'd like to mention at this point.
Well, I guess the most important thing I really sort of mentioned, we now have this AI model, and this is going to be a revolution in my feeling. This can really empower everyone to just start doing leader research. So check that out on my page, plasticsoupsurfer.org, because like I said, this is going to be a revolution in litter research.
That website again was plasticsoupsurfer.org. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the ReLoop Brief. And remember, if you subscribe or follow, you'll get details on our next episode.